You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo.
Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch, or football show. You know how it is out here. Some of the lads might start complaining to the higher ups here at Twitch. You know,
how dare you use the word we invented, mate? That's my English impression. We're all sort of gulliest. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yes, we're excited to be here. Always, we tape the show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Or eltwitche.com every Tuesday, martes, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Let's go
through.
We should get sponsored by Duolingo at this point.
I agree. Okay.
You feel me? Let me get that little owl up in here. Right? People be like, you join OVO? Nah, we Duolingo gang out here.
Yeah, look, just making some changes on the fly. Okay. Let's use some of this space that we got here.
Right? We get all the space for activities. People want to know, is Arsenal going to get relegated? Leave me alone is how I answer that.
That's why I got in this business, right? To get on camera, talk to people, connect with the community, and tell them to shut the hell up and leave me alone.
Right? How dare you talk to me while I come on this live broadcasting service for you to talk to me. Have some respect.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there's so much to discuss when it comes to, obviously, we got transfers. We have terrible play from Alexis's favorite team out in the Premier League. So,
all right,
there's a lot to cover. Look, this is we're here to simply promote Alexis's YouTube channel.
I know that's what this is for, right? So, again, just go to youtube.com/AlexisGuerreros if you want to join the party. And that party is me apparently yelling into my phone in a car.
Damn,
about Arsenal.
Everybody's like, yo, why is this party so sad?
Damn. I shouldn't have come here. Whatchamacallit? We got retweeted by a cast member of Ted Lasso. How about that?
That's
huh?
right, Coach Beard. You know, there was an article about our show and our interview with Bob Bradley and Coach Beard, Brendan Hunt. You know, because we spoke to Bob Bradley about Ted Lasso, he hadn't seen it.
He also let us know why he hasn't seen it.
We can just promote that as well, because our interview with Bob Bradley is being called the best Bob Bradley interview that has ever been done. Okay.
That's from multiple people. We're getting DMs, emails, text messages from the sports Illuminati. I mean, GMs from other sports are reaching out to us. People who've known Bob Bradley for years, the head of media from some major clubs are hitting us up and saying, hey, by the way, TV personalities are saying, yo, it's the best interview I've ever seen of Bob Bradley. I mean, come on now.
And look.
Wait, send us all your toughest interviews. And Chapo, we'll get it out of them.
Okay.
Hey, whoa, Dupe.
Dupe, rating with a party of 30. Hello, Dupe.
Thank you, Dupe.
Thank you so much. Yes, we're out here patting ourselves on the back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You just showed up in the bragging session.
I'm assuming Dupe is related to the Philadelphia Union. Who's speaking of coaches? We've had Jim Curtin on our show.
That's right.
And people have said he is one of the toughest interviews. You know, real difficult man to talk to. Okay.
For you. Thank you, Rob Rain. Everyone who's hit that follow button.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dupe is now following as well. Shouts to Dupe.
Okay. Dupe. So the
I hope that's what that's about. It is a Philadelphia Union thing.
I'm assuming so. But thank you for the love. So the yes, go check out our Bob Bradley interview. It's part of the MLS All-Star Special episode that we did. It is on the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, youtube.com/FuboSports. I'll just share the link right now on right here in the chat, just so you guys have it and you can watch it after we're done here. So,
by the way, it is not the Philadelphia Union channel. It's Dupe Stream Sports Football Manager 2021 and Super Club Soccer. All right, shouts to you, Dupe. And they verified. All right, Dupe.
All right, Dupe.
Thanks for the love.
Well, we're like, I mean, the branding is already there. Just,
yeah. Let's go.
Dupe loves Liverpool. Well, okay. Well, I'm here with the Everton shirt. I wish you were a Philadelphia Union fan, to be honest. Okay.
Yay! Don't disrespect the guy who just sent us 30 viewers. Thank you for being here.
No, with all due respect, I just don't want Liverpool to win ever. That's all.
No. I hope you are happy, just not when you're watching the games. You know,
respectfully, of course. So.
Hey, Dupe is here. Thanks for hanging out, Dupe.
So, a lot to discuss. I mean, where to begin today? Do you want to talk about Arsenal's woes, it's transfer? It is deadline day. How about we start there?
By the way, apparently they're lying, and Dupe said they are lying. Apparently, he's not a big Everton fan. I mean, maybe he's an Everton fan. Apparently, he's not a big Liverpool fan. But if we're gonna talk about it, let's talk about what it says in the title. Who had a better transfer window? Is it United? Or is it PSG?
Well, Newcastle could have done a little bit better, I thought. All right, it took a while. That one took a while for Alexis.
I actually thought Newcastle was a player that PSG also got for free. You know what I mean? And I just didn't hear about it.
It is. I mean, when people say United, is essentially like, Band-Aid, right? Like, do they own... When somebody says United, should we just assume
the joke you were making was because they're Newcastle United?
Yes.
Boy. We're going to have to work on that one.
That was a proper joke.
I mean, you could have said Atlanta. I would have been able to understand it a little better. I forgot Newcastle were Newcastle United.
That's right.
Nick Lage said boo, by the way. We should get a poll up. Colo Blanco, if you're still here, put up a poll. Let's find out who Dave senses. Thank you so much for following. Let's find out what the people think. I mean, look, if we're going to talk about United, they spent $73 million on Jadon Sancho, mm-hmm. right? They got Varane for $35 million. And then they paid $13 million for a guy who's probably not allowed ever to enter the U.S.
okay, yeah. He's not going to be traveling with the team for preseason, I'll tell you that
Nah. And for good reason. Stay out the country, my G. Whatchamacallit. But when you look at, if we're going to talk simply about bringing back a club legend, they did do that. And they scooped them away from their biggest rival, which has to hold some water in how you rate their transfer.
All right, how much of a possibility was that even? Was that even a possibility?
Him going to City?
Or was it used as leverage? Mina Raiola, right? Is that his?
Yeah.
Was it used as leverage to try to force the move to Manchester United to get them to really make a real offer?
I mean, Mino Raiola always plays chess, not checkers. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So I could see that. And I know the rumor was
Mino Raiola plays chess, but with a gun on the table.
Yeah. Pointed at you, and his hand is on it. he's like, checkmate. They're like, we haven't even put anything on the board yet, but I got to be honest, you win. You can't just take Mike King out of the box and hold it. Not,
it's, that's Mendez. Mendez. Jorge Mendez. Mendez. Right, right, right. But he's another dude. He's also pretty notorious as well.
Also, yeah. We know Mendez gets down with the same thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, wow, that's how I play chess as well. Whatchamacallit, when you look at PSG's transfer window, you've got to talk about they spend $0. €0. £0. Zero shekels, zero rupees. They spent zero lira. All that on getting Messi, Gini Wijnaldum, Donnarumma, and Sergio Ramos. Nick Leitch said, Nork chess. I understand the sport. My buddy finished second and died from the wounds. When you think of those top four, when you think of those four players, is there anything better? If you want, in the Slack, there's a link to Transfer Market's top transfers. They list the top transfers. Obviously, Jack Grealish is at the top, which I'm not sure I agree with. I know he's younger, but I still think Messi just brings so much attention and so much, you know, a positive financial gain. That's got to be the number one transfer of this window.
A particular team or a particular player? Who are you referring to?
What are you
talking
about?
Top transfer, you said.
No, if you look at the link, tell you the top transfers of this window.
Got it.
Has Jack Grealish listed as the top. And I still think Messi is the top. I mean, think about it. Ain't no Jack Grealish cam. There's a Messi cam.
Okay, let me get this to fit in there. Okay, in the window. All right. Yes, so Jack Grealish is listed, yes, as the... But this is basing it on what? Fee?
No, because there's a couple free transfers in there.
Okay. This is just like on...
this is vibes, value, dude.
Just by, yeah, energy, yeah. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Jack Grealish at one, which I don't really agree with. As far as like, if we look at the list of players here, who's going to be more impactful to their team? I mean, I would say there you can make an argument for Romelu Lukaku over Lionel Messi, but I would pick Lionel Messi.
I like how you made him benefit. You said Romelu Lukaku.
Ramu? I said Romelu.
You said Romelu Lukaku.
I just said
it. It's supposed to Romelu Lukaku.
I just said it, Fat. Look, people have very short attention spans nowadays.
You're thinking TikTok. I'm out here thinking IGTV like some old fuddy-duddy. You right. But think about it. I would actually say to you, you're 100% right. I actually think you have a better argument of saying Romelu Lukaku is more important of a transfer than Messi was.
Yeah. And
you could make that argument.
I think so.
I don't think you can make Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish still seems like a luxury for Manchester City.
Yeah. Jack Grealish is, he's not going to bag a bunch of goals. He's
right.
I don't even think he's going to get that many assists, to be honest. I mean, watching him already at Manchester City, I don't think it's still early, though. Yeah, it's still early, but I don't think he is. I honestly don't even think he needed to go to Manchester City. Nor do I think Manchester City even needed him. But
it kind of feels like that, doesn't it? It's like, why are you buying this dude? Just because you got the money?
He seems out of place.
Look, Bay Area Gunas says Man City should have spent money on a striker. And that's what everyone is saying is I can't believe they came out of this transfer window.
They thought they
without were, a striker.
They thought Harry Kane was in the bag. They thought, you know, he was already, you know, puffing and pouting and saying, I don't want to go. I've been here.
I don't want to be here.
and that wasn't enough. Daniel Levy said, no, you go back to your locker room and put those boots on.
Yep. Man City should have gotten Messi on a free. I mean, everyone should have. Arsenal should have gotten Messi on a free. You know, I would have taken Sergio Ramos. I would have taken any Gini Wijnaldum. All the players they got were filling the positions Arsenal needed filled, and they did it for free. Meanwhile, Arsenal spent like $170 million. On a Japanese dude Christian thought was Brazilian.
Jadon Sancho is also another player who I think, you know, people have already been very critical. Even watching him at Dortmund, I wasn't like, yo, this dude is going to light up the Prem. I don't think he was worth the fee that he was. I think the fee was so high because he was English.
That's the thing. you're bringing in an English national team player.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, the English clubs are like, why would we let an English player be good anywhere else? They should be here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're going to pay an extra 20 million. And that's in pounds. They paid 73 million pounds. If you're looking at our screen right now, you're seeing it in dollars. So in dollars, the Jadon Sancho deal was $93.5 million.
Yeah.
It really is insane when you think about it.
Too much for, like, again, a midfielder that doesn't score a lot, doesn't even really get that many. Like, that's a Kevin De Bruyne fee, in my opinion. And Kevin De Bruyne did not go for that much.
No, Kevin De Bruyne was 70-something million,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Anyway,
the poll is up. Find out who had the best transfer window. I'm going to vote PSG. Looks like the options are Chelsea, Manchester United, PSG, and other. Type it in the chat. If you're looking at, obviously, look, number one, Jack Grealish. Number two, Romelu Lukaku. I think I would switch those if it were me. But then you have Jadon Sancho third. Definitely not there. Lionel Messi fourth. Pay some respect to Lionel Messi. It's a free transfer. That goes either number one, two, or at least three. Rafael Varane, I would agree with. Hakimi, not even going to try that first name.
Ashraf.
Mm-hmm. Upamecano, who I really absolutely wanted at Arsenal, but he goes from
Leipzig to Bayern.
Yeah, he goes from Leipzig to Bayern. Gigi Donnarumma, absolutely incredible for free. Number nine, big Ben White, okay? Center back for your last place Arsenal that haven't scored a goal.
Money and then well spent.
$64 million, that's £50 million. And then you got a transfer that went through today.
Which
pops
one?
Pops in at number 10, Eduardo Camavinga.
Yeah.
Going from, I forgot where he was coming from. Where's he coming from? He went to, he went from Rennes, right?
He was in a French club. I don't know which one.
Yeah. I think it was Rennes. I forget what club it is, but yeah, he goes to Real Madrid. It was Rennes. Oh, come on, huh? Bruh, to Real Madrid. People were saying Real Madrid had one of the worst transfer windows, whatchamacallit, in their history. And then they sign quite possibly one of the most highly sought after midfielders in the game, in Camavinga.
Hold on. I love this from Nick Lace. He goes, MC Ren? Did they get DJ Yella too?
Damn, wow.
Came in with that.
My guy had cassette tapes.
You know? Nick came in here with some old head energy.
Right. He put a piece of cardboard down and hit the post. Yo.
Okay. You know, back in my day when we were listening to the Kool Moe Dee, we weren't.
We had real rappers like the Fat Boys.
Okay. Yeah. Look. I mean, the other news we have to make sure to discuss is obviously just a couple hours ago, it was confirmed that Kylian Mbappe will not be going to Real Madrid. And apparently the latest offer that was, I don't even know if it was genuinely rejected by PSG.
They didn't listen.
They didn't even answer the phone, left Real Madrid on red, ghosted. Yo. Ghosted them, okay?
They did listen. Apparently, they did respond to the $160 million offer. And if you remember, Florentino Perez said, yes, they did respond, and quite rudely. Why are you making an offer?
Why do you have to add the word bitch to the end of all your emails?
Thank you for your offer, but we will not be accepting any offers for Kylian Mbappe at the moment. We wish you the best of luck with your season, bitch.
Why? There's so many eyes in it and everything.
Damn. You hit me with the all caps?
But so wild. I mean, look, this is, you know, if this is all true and PSG rejects reportedly 220 million euros
for a year. That's how long you have this player for. 1 year.
It is literally you get 220. It's like, Alexis, if I offered you 220 million euro for that shirt you're wearing right now.
Bruh.
Or hold up.
Okay.
Or 365 days from now, You just give me the shirt for nothing. How you feeling? Bro, what you doing?
I am sprinting to where you live to give you the shirt. It don't make sense to me.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Not so kind. Andrew just asked, when are the Cooligans going to appear on El Chiringuito? Nothing would make me happier than being on El Chiringuito. I'll find some sort of like a camera. bring the boob. I'll have to throw something at Josep Pedrerol. Okay.
Oh, just
to
wow.
Really make it. This is gonna be El Chiringuito is gonna be an episode of Jerry Springer.
Bro. It's gonna be like Maury, but you know when they chase you, you're not the father. It's gonna be chasing Christian in the background.
I go nuts.
Oh man.
But so this just the fact that they would reject an offer like this is, I mean, there's so many things at play, right? It's the offer is insane. The rejection is insane because where is Real Madrid getting this money, right? I don't understand if La Liga and they're trying to start Super League, they're having all these issues. Why would this be a sound investment for Real Madrid?
Can I just say something? There's a really big, big conspiracy theory, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how much I love me soccer-based, not anti-vax conspiracy theories. I'm not a big fan of, but soccer specific conspiracy theories, huge fan of. Remember the Super League and PSG was not a part of it, right?
I recall.
All the major clubs in the PSG, so everyone except Tottenham, Nicholas said, oh boy, cool again and on. Here we go. All right. You hear the alarm? It's time for conspiracy.
They don't hear it, but
you muted it.
Yeah, for the stream. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. All the major clubs reached out to. I can't forget the gentleman who runs PSG. I can't remember his name. And they tried to convince him to join Super League, and he refused. Absolutely refused. Let me name some of the players from the Super League. Some of the clubs from the Super League. We have Real Madrid, we have Barcelona, we have AC Milan, and we have Liverpool, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All their free transfers came from where? Barcelona, Messi.
Right.
Real
right.
Madrid, Sergio Ramos, Juventus, whatchamacallit, Donnarumma, or was Donnarumma AC Milan?
AC Milan.
Was AC Milan part of...
I believe they were.
Yeah. And then you have, whatchamacallit, who was the last one I brought up? Oh, Liverpool, Gini Wijnaldum. So not only did they say no to the thing that would have made those clubs an insane amount of money, but then he goes out and he takes their best players for free.
Yeah.
Bruh.
So, okay.
PSG is trying to destroy these major clubs. And I mean, they're kind of doing it.
Okay. All right. It's an interesting...
Nick Lynch said, the Super League microchip. It's in all of us. Bill Gates wants to control the Super League.
I think it's more than a conspiracy theory. I think it's just more like vengeful business. You know what I mean? Like just capitalism.
Yeah, but why would they be vengeful that these other clubs wanted to start... a Super League when you didn't want to be a part of it?
I mean, a lot of people were very angry. A lot of people were vengeful. Maybe that's just they just want to.
Yeah, but why would they
be
vengeful? They're just another club.
But they have look. I mean, they're not just another club because it's PSG. We know who the owners are. We know where the World Cup is. They want good publicity. They don't want to be a part of this Super League and make the Qataris look bad. So I think it's that, but it's also like. PR, it is a good strategy. Make the team look good. I think this is why they don't want to get rid of Mbappe. Bayer Raguna just said, I just want to highlight this, about Kylian Mbappe. He says he'll move in January after PSG wrapped the league up.
You couldn't be more wrong.
If they're not going to let him go now, no reason to let him go in January.
Even if he's not moving in January, you know why? Because the league isn't what they're worried about. They ain't worried about Ligue 1. Training for Champions League.
They want to win Champions League. And if they can win Champions League with Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi, bruh, this is good publicity for PSG.
Also, who else is it good? What country owns PSG? Let's talk about it.
Yes, Lithuania.
Yeah. What country owns PSG? Who paid for Neymar's transfer?
Royal family? Emirates. Yeah,
the Qatari.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the next World Cup going to be?
That's what I just said, Alexis.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Now you have all these players that can do what Neymar was supposed to do when he transferred, which is to be an ambassador. Now you have these players as promoting the next World Cup. There's a lot riding on this next World Cup because the Qataris were like, you see how many people we had to bribe? You know, we can't stop now. This is wildly important for Qatar. So now you have all these incredible players that are probably going to be at the tail end of their career once the World Cup starts, but they're not going to be less superstars.
Right, right.
You got Mbappe, Neymar, Messi, Sergio Ramos, Donnarumma, and Marquinhos, because I don't think anyone really cares what Genie Wijnaldum says. Like, yo, shut up, Genie Wijnaldum. Go get Messi his mate. You know,
Nick Leitch just said Alexis is taking Christian's point and making it more complicated.
No, what I'm saying is now you have these players that at the height of their popularity, all saying,
right,
yo, I love the Qatari royal family. Yo, come to this World Cup. Who cares if there's bodies in these stadiums, bro? Come out here and celebrate.
Yeah,
you know?
It's huge. I think, and that's why they can say, I mean, there's no amount of money. I mean, I'm sure there's a number, but 220 million euros. I don't even got to wake up for that kind of money. If I'm a bruh. Qatari prince, I'm picking up your phone call.
If we spoke to a Qatari prince and we explained that if you go into a corner store, you can get a bacon, egg, and cheese for $3.50, their heads would be blown. They're like, $350, right? They're like, no, move the decimal point over. And they're like, well, I mean, I don't carry anything less than a $1,000 bill. So how would I possibly purchase that?
Not Soka Andrew said, your tinfoil hat fell off.
Why would they want to buy Arsenal? They're going after Stress Dead Time. Let's go. You never know when it's going to appear, and it honestly comes from so many different angles.
So, look, I think it's a today was a very strange day in the idea of 220 million being
Nicholas, bacon, egg, and cheese. And caviar and gold flakes. Yes, thank you. He's like, yeah, let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and let me get some rosé. And they're like, no, we don't do that. Y'all don't sell champagne?
Yeah. Can you please slather it in concubine?
Yeah. Also, have a virgin bring it to me. Nah, I don't think you understand. Imagine they're like, yo, Steve, bring him this bacon, egg, and cheese. Yo, get off me.
Okay.
We wrote a sketch.
We did. Look at that. We're having fun. So, look, let's just real quick. I just wanted to make sure.
While you're doing that, Aussie AB said dollars to Qatari princes are like gully bucks to us.
So let's just go through a Fabrizio Romano Twitter timeline. I think that's that's where. That,
I love it.
He is our go-to.
We don't talk about rapists, so yeah, we know him.
He's obviously going there. Okay. No, this one's huge. Antoine Griezmann, just a couple hours ago, signing...
Leaving his toxic new girlfriend for his very nice, very homely ex-girlfriend.
Going back to Atletico. He leaves and they win the title, and he's like, hey, I made a mistake, okay? Antoine Griezmann going back to Atletico Madrid. Look, the experiment. So the weird thing here is, you know, we saw him at Barcelona. You saw him playing with Messi. It didn't work out. He wasn't a good replacement for Luis Suarez. But it was clear he wasn't very happy. But also,
doesn't that transfer remind you a little bit of the Grealish transfer? You're like, I get it, but it doesn't really make any sense.
This, you mean going to Barcelona or going back to Atletico?
No, going to Barcelona.
Yeah, this one felt like, a luxury signing. It really didn't work out. He's not the same player. Doesn't have the same sort of attacking mindset as Luis Suarez. So that's why he was not a valid replacement. And he also came from a very defensive team. you know, he's not, whatever, it didn't work. But the thing I remember the most is when he left Atleti and the videos and the, I'm sorry I'm leaving, but it's like my time, whatever. It was just like all that to go back there. That's the weird part to me. I understand him leaving.
You can always go home, you know?
He's French.
Nah, but he speaks with a Madrid accent. I mean, you could always go home. And honestly, homie should have done this like after year one and be like, nah, I messed up. He left his wife for a stripper. That's Barcelona, okay?
Oh, I thought that was a real thing. I'm like,
what? No. I mean, maybe, by the way. I mean, you know how these footballers are. But he left his wife for a stripper, and then he was like, nah, this ain't right. And then he went back, and then he got back with his wife, you know?
Okay. So a couple other moves. Hector Bellerin leaving Arsenal, going on loan to Real Betis. I saw that.
Real Betis Balompié.
That's right.
Shouts to the whole name. No option to buy. So he's going to come back to Arsenal, which, you know, I'm hoping for his sake he gets to move on.
Okay. Boy Martin, Koeman got another Dutch player. Yeah, apparently wasn't Luke de Jong at Barcelona and then went to Sevilla? Is he going back? Is that who? Am I thinking of the same person?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting. It's going to be interesting out at Barcelona. What else did we have? Saul.
Huge.
This is a big signing. Obviously, more central midfielder, the kind of defensive midfielder. Saul going to Chelsea on a loan. Move from Atletico Madrid. We were in the same room as Saul for MLS All-Star game 2019 when Atletico Madrid played the MLS All-Stars.
How did we know then?
How did we know?
You know that he was going to go to Chelsea? You know, we would have paid a bit more attention to him.
Right.
No, but he was absolutely incredible. I mean, he's an incredible player.
Frankie de Jong was the one at...
Yeah, Luke. No, you said Luke de Jong.
I did say, but Frankie de Jong is the one currently at Barca. De Jong is the Sevilla forward. Okay, so I'm getting my de Jongs confused. That happens, you know. We always get the de Jongs confused. We get the Dembélés confused. Okay,
there's too many of each of those.
Too many. Of them.
Not enough Gutierrez's, by the way. If anyone brings it up, whatchamacallit, when you look at Chelsea, they've literally got heat at every position. They just continue to go out and buy reinforcements at every position. They're just absolutely incredible.
Nuno Mendes from Sporting.
Huge.
You're going to PSG. This is getting unfair at this point, right? With all these signings. But this was a big one too. This was just happened in just the final moment because
this is real big because it's about Everton.
This is the big one. My Everton group chat was lighting up to the final minutes of the deadline. But Salomon Rondon, the Venezolano, you saw him at West Brom for a long time. He was playing.
He might be in his like late 30s.
He is not that old, I believe. But he was he played in China, I believe, for a little bit. But he is signing with Everton, with the Toffees. He will be there.
He's 31 years old.
Yeah, dude.
How much did he sign for? Did they say?
I don't see it here. Fabrizio has did not mention it. I can't imagine it would have been that much. Everton did sell Moise Kean to Juventus. Loaned him, but with the presumption that he will be sold on a permanent deal. Moise Kean.
Can we talk about one of the other deals that's I believe just below where you're looking at?
Which
Nuno
one?
Mendes joining, you know, he's a left back. He's joining PSG for $7 million. I mean, they literally reinforced every position. I mean, they have a FIFA Ultimate Team.
They have even their bench is going to be incredibly stacked. It's if they don't win Champions League, it'd be ridiculous. It would be insane.
It's all the only person with pressure on them right now is Pochettino.
I agree.
Because you got to make this work, you know?
Anything else that we missed? Callum Hudson-Odoi And oh, it's staying.
Yeah, he's not allowed to leave.
And Jules Koundé from Sevilla. This was like for weeks. This was like, oh, this is happening. It's a negotiation. It should be happening. But Chelsea's fine. I mean, what, they have so many great players. But they did transfer Kurt Zouma. He went to West Ham. So might be a concern if there's any injuries on to any of their center backs and things like that. So. We shall see.
How about this? Did you see that Tottenham has terminated the contract of Serge Aurier?
I did see that.
He is a right back. That is a position that Arsenal needed filling. Do you think Arsenal will go in for the free agent, Serge Aurier?
No, right? People, is Serge Aurier would you want him? I don't think he's a bad player, but
he's the captain of Ivory Coast.
Okay. I mean, let's talk about his Tottenham career. He's not a to me, he's a better defender than he is
going forward.
Going forward and bringing the ball up. That's
sure.
I think Arsenal would prefer someone who's a little bit better going forward and you know, with the ball. It's not so called. Andrew says Serge Aurier is a penalty waiting to happen every game,
dude. As a filler at right back.
That's what that's what every player wants to be. You know,
you know?
Can I be the stopgap at this team?
Yeah.
I really just.
Hey, you mind if you only use me when you absolutely need to?
You know, because it really just builds my confidence. All right. Emerson went to Spurs. Sabitzer went to Bayern. I saw both of those.
Thank you, Bay Area Guna. Sabitzer going from Leipzig to Bayern that seems to be the move, right? You go from a team that's competing against Bayern for the top to Bayern, and then from Bayern, you hope to get sold to Barcelona, Real Madrid, or Liverpool. Those are the three.
They got the system down pat. They know what they're doing.
They really do.
Leipzig is not like, you know, we're trying to create this historic club, blah, blah. They're not trying to do that. They're like,
yo, our pockets ain't got money in them right now. You know?
It's going to be a problem for me because I see, yeah. I'm looking at your pockets and they're looking pretty thick.
Right? How about this? How about you? Bring that money into this pocket, and you can have whoever the hell you want from over here.
I think this it puts Jesse Marsh in an interesting spot because obviously I think a lot of Americans want to see the first American coach. Right, he's the first American at Bundesliga. Am I
coach? Yes. No, David Wagner was.
Okay, that's right. Right. But for a coach of his caliber and came from MLS and to get to Bundesliga, I think a lot of people want to see him succeed. Marcel Sabitzer, I don't love the guy. Like he's okay. He's like he does well from time to time. I think I'm sure they have somebody else that can replace him. I think maybe this also puts more responsibility on Tyler Adams to. Just manage that midfield a little bit more, and yeah, it'd be nice to see some more. I saw the first RB Leipzig game from the Bundesliga season, and they lost. I forgot who they lost to, but I think they won their following too. So,
did you see the thing I put in the Slack? The Tottenham released an image welcoming Emerson Royal. Made a pretty big mistake. Did you see that?
I see it. Let me put it up on the screen.
The same mistake you made with Taka Tomiyasu.
It sounds like you're making a mistake.
Takahiro Tomiyasu.
Okay.
I believe that's his name.
All right. This is Emerson. Okay, so this is the announcement of Emerson.
Let's see if you could spot the mistake.
Let me see. It says, we are delighted to announce the signing of Emerson Royal from FC Barcelona.
And then what's after that?
It's the signature and then the Argentinian flag.
Emerson Royal's Brazilian.
You know how those two get confused all the time?
They're like, whatever, it's South America.
Maybe the person who handed in the paper was Argentinian. Who knows? You know?
Yeah, maybe. So they deleted this and obviously put out a better one. But also the Photoshop looks super weird on this, doesn't it?
It's a little strange. It's obviously, you know, he's obviously not in the stadium in the middle of a game. So I don't.
But the head doesn't really fit the neck. It's just a weird one.
This is just like Emerson on like Young Min Sun's body. Like, well, you didn't need to do all this.
Nick Lage said, I'll take that mistake over a 5-0. Alexis, thank you. By the way, so will I. So let's just pretend the 5-0 didn't happen. And this was us making that mistake for Takahiro Tomiyasu by putting a Brazilian flag on him like Christian thought he was.
Okay. I mean, I did not think he was Brazilian.
You didn't. Okay. Yes. Just, it's a joke, everyone. I mean, that's how jokes
you
work.
You said the joke 3 times, and it's like, bro, I didn't make that mistake, and now I'm offended. Okay.
But it's funny.
Okay. So, Bay Raguna just said, gotta love FC Barcelona claiming Emerson would never leave. All right. You know it is. It's all business, okay? He would never leave for the right amount of money, though. Okay. Let's talk some Premier League and let's talk about the weekend.
By the way, I want to bring something up that was brought up here.
Hold on a second. Nutmeg is going for a walk, but he's like apparently afraid of the we got him a new harness, but he's like afraid of it.
So let me just get him so he can go. Oh, all right, buddy. Come on. Buddy,
is he afraid of the harness?
I don't know why. He's like afraid to put it on. But everybody, here's Nutmeg. Say hello, Nutmeg, okay?
Nutmeg's like, what's happening up here, huh? You got another harness up here?
Okay, buddy. All right, he's going to go for a walk, but everybody, say hello. Put the Nutmeg, if you're a subscriber, put the Nutmeg emote in there. Judge Judy Slayer, thank you so much for
it. Hey, thank you so much. Matthew Hoppy to Mallorca, which I forgot. I forgot to mention. Absolutely.
That's right.
Big, big deal. But somebody mentioned this QSI, which is the Qatari Sports something with an I.
We have some. I'm feeding Nutmeg some eggs or a little bit of egg. He likes egg.
You interrupted me for that.
Look, I mean, people want to know.
Ooh, not so cool. Andrew said Nutmeg is overrated. Don't at me.
I mean, the move in soccer, I agree. Yeah, we don't need to see it as much as we do. But the dog, he's a hit.
QSI might buy Arsenal. There's tons of rumors. Somebody jokingly said that Arsene Wenger is trying to get them to buy Arsenal. What are your thoughts on that?
Nick Lee said only a Christian would feed a dog egg whites. That was egg whites.
Poor dog.
It's healthier. Anyway, what was the question, Alexis? Apologies.
QSI is rumored to be trying to purchase Arsenal.
QSI, what is QSI?
The Qatari Sports Investment Group, or whatever they are. Why do I know?
What's KSI? KSI.
That's the YouTuber who boxes. Who he is to blame for all this stupid Jake Paul boxing crap.
KSI, isn't KSI a brand? KSI Auto Parts, right?
No, yeah, KSI is the famous YouTuber who's now a rapper.
Okay.
We're talking about Qatar Sports Investments.
Okay.
which I believe own BN.
All right, maybe I can see that, yeah. Should they buy Arsenal?
They do own BN.
Spotify guy should buy Arsenal.
Yeah, right?
Why don't they? He loves the club.
Wait, you can't own PSG and Arsenal.
Bro. You think there's rules out here in Europe? Who's going to say anything? They need money.
Nah, you can't do that because then one of those teams has to be the feeder. And I don't want that to be Arsenal.
No, man. All right, so, I mean... Let's talk about Arsenal a little bit because you have been talking about it on your YouTube channel. And
which YouTube channel is that?
The Alexis Guerrero's YouTube channel. Just you know, it's called the Arsenal Nightmares with Alexis Guerrero.
I'm like, what's his face? Who's the guy from Kitchen Nightmares? I can't remember his name. Chef Ramsay. I'm the Gordon Ramsay of Arsenal.
Look at where they are currently sitting.
Yeah, all right. Do we have to pull that up? It hurts. 20, can you show who's first? If we're going to make fun of Arsenal, show who's first.
Look how close they are to the EA Sports logo. You don't want to be that close.
Nah. That's too close. I don't like the fact that Hublot is right there. Can we get Hublot a little bit farther away from you, please? Nick Lage, I suggested it. Can we go to the top, see who's number one?
Who is
if you're gonna disrespect Arsenal, there's no better disrespect than putting Tottenham number one and us 20. Whoever's running this whole simulation is really in the giggles right now, okay?
Robert Formelli said, hope you guys mentioned the Champions League draw before the show ends, which is the toughest group. We will talk about that
because you put it in there.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
All right, we'll make sure we get to that. Please remind us if we are wrapping up and we have not gotten to that. Okay. Tottenham in first place, 3 wins. With three 1-0 victories. So the Nuno Espiritu Santo, Santo or Santo?
Santo.
Santo. He is, it is working, whatever. I think all three goals by Son, I think two of them were, if I remember correctly.
Paolo Minnesota said, Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee. I said, I'm the Gordon Ramsay of Arsenal.
Paolo.
He said, Chef Boyardee.
Paolo said, do you talk about your hair? Yes, we did talk earlier in the show. Anyway, so Tottenham, not necessarily dominant performances, but they got the wins. Harry Kane did come on, I believe, in the third game. And so it looks like, you know, people have let it go. They're ready to move on. But let's obviously address Arsenal.
Let's do it. People are asking, is there Bay Area Gunnison? Is there a replacement out there for Arteta? Yeah, Antonio Conte seems to be the man. I don't care if Serge Aurier wants to manage this team at this point.
Just give somebody else a shot. All right? Yo, Serge, what do you think we should do? Okay,
I mean, you ain't doing nothing, right? You know, why don't you look back at some of the game tape? Tell us what pops in your mind.
Okay.
If we're going to talk about Arsenal, I think what we have to talk about is the fact, and I don't want to make excuses because this has looked bad. This has looked really bad. It looks like the team doesn't really get along. It looks like there's no chemistry out there. No one's trying. No one feels, it doesn't feel like anyone's trying to will the team to win. It doesn't look like anyone's really, like, there's not enough of spirited gameplay for me. And that's a sign of a manager that's not connecting with his players. If we're going to talk about Arsenal, we have to talk about the fact they have a ton of injuries, right? Ben White got COVID. You know, Thomas Partey hasn't played yet. Looks like he's training with the first team now.
He rolled his ankle in preseason. I saw that.
Right. Our forwards haven't done a great job. The rumor was Aubameyang was going to leave, and I actually kind of low-key wanted him to just because he clearly needs a new start. I don't know what's happening, but he's with Gabon. For the international window. Hopefully that last time he went, he got malaria, but hopefully that reignites his fire. You know, hopefully he comes back.
Leave it at the gift shop.
Yeah. Pierre. You know what? You don't have to buy everything in the duty free, my guy. Whatchamacallit. I think what Conte would want a whole new team, Bay Area Gunnar said. He would, but he also would know how to make this team click. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. Arteta seems to I have no proof of it because he hasn't done a great job, although we do forget he won the FA Cup. He understands tactics. He has his own, process and he has his own way he wants to play, very similar to what Pep Guardiola does. Pep Guardiola seems to have a lot of trust in him, even after that 5-0 loss. But the one thing he seemingly can't do is, you know, handle the locker room. He can't seem to get these players to want to play for him. And it does seem like there are, like, you know, more leaks about what's happening in the dressing room. And there, you know, players are saying how frustrated they are. And Ainsley Maitland-Niles wanting to leave and tagging Arsenal on Instagram.
Dude.
Saying, I just want to get a chance to play. I mean, these are the types of things you would never see under Arsene Wenger. These are the types of things you wouldn't see under Pep Guardiola. These are the types of things you wouldn't see under Jose Mourinho. These are the types of things you don't even see under Brendan managers. That's Brendan Rodgers, if you don't listen to the show. the not so cool Andrew said, I have no proof, but the classic Alexis catchphrase, whatchamacallit. Yeah, sorry. I have no proof, but it does seem to me Like, he understands the tactics. There's a quote from Maitland Niles said, all I want to do is go where I'm wanted and where I'm going to play at Arsenal.
I thought I was going to go, all I want to do is put my zoom. I'm like, all right, he knows. Yeah. He's playing for somebody. He's going to throwback.
Nick Lage is like, now we're talking about real hip hop.
Forget KSI. How about K7?
Hey, swing, bada, swing.
Okay. We are really aging ourselves today.
Wow.
Okay.
My sister blasting TKA. Whatchamacallit. Shout out to all the new Eurekans out there.
But look at Spanish. This. I mean, this is one of the saddest Instagram stories you're going to see. You can't feel any worse for a young man who he's like, I just want to, it's like, please, I want some more, right? Like, mm-hmm. It really is.
I just want to holding a ball.
Yeah. Please, a few minutes, please. Please, sir. I just want to play football. All I want to do is go where I'm wanted and where I'm going to play. He has now been suspended from training with the first team. And this is a club in disarray. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
If you listen to Sam Allardyce, who managed him last year at West Brom when he went there on loan, he was on BT Sport, if I'm not mistaken, for their transfer deadline. And he said that Maitland Niles was the one who forced the move. And he said, most young players wouldn't have the strength to do that. He goes, he was really pretty strong about saying, no, I want to go. I want to go to West Brom and I want a chance to play. And the reason he said he wanted to was because Sam Allardyce promised him that he would play central midfield, which is where he believes he belongs. That's where he wants to play. He would get that chance as long as he proved it and was good enough to play there. And he went there to take that chance and do that. Again, for the English national team, he got brought in as a fullback. So it's not exactly like he's, even your national team don't view you that way. And we've done research. We were supposed to talk to Mason Holgate. His story was similar. He was a forward. And then, managers started pushing him back and back. And he hated being a center back. And then he fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Because it was the right position for him. Sometimes it ain't about where you want to play. It's where, your manager sees you. But, he took a chance and he just wants that opportunity again. And he's probably not going to get it at Arsenal. I don't know. Well, I don't know what else.
Fabrizio Romano had tweeted that that Ainsley Maitland-Niles was trying to force a move to Everton, interestingly enough. Graphic Mess, thank you so much for the follow. It would have been an interesting move. I think, Everton was in the conversation for a bunch of sort of different players. The other thing, it looks like James is not going anywhere. That's kind of probably the biggest news out of Everton, the fact that I don't even know if he's going to play. I don't know what they're going to do. This was a couple minutes ago. I saw another Fabrizio Romano tweet, but I don't have time to look it up. But Luis Diaz, who plays at Porto, they were going to do a swap, and James was going to go back to Porto, and Luis Diaz, also Colombian, was going to go to Everton. I don't know if you've watched any of the World Cup qualifiers for CONMEBOL that are on Fubo TV exclusively. On Fubo TV.
Come on, huh? Shouts to the home team.
The World Cup qualifiers are coming back actually this Thursday, and there's three matches. You can subscribe, get a free trial for Fubo TV, FuboTV.com/Cooligans, if you'd like to try Fubo TV and watch those games. Okay, got that.
Thank you,
the
Graphic
way.
Master says seamless plug. That's what we do, baby.
So
thank you, Coro Blanco.
Luis Diaz was someone I was super excited about. I thought he would have been a great addition to Everton, especially when they were talking about Richarlison possibly going to PSG to replace Mbappe if he had gone. I mean, the dominoes were about to fall. But
it always involves Everton losing a player.
Everton's always in this. Look, the simple question is, how much longer are we giving Arteta? One more game? Who's their next match? It's a tough one, right? Chelsea? Who is it?
Hold on a second.
No, they just played Chelsea.
I should know this. Oh,
no,
they just played.
They played Man City.
Who are they? Their next match is against Norwich. That's right. It's against Norwich.
They
and then after that, I believe, it comes the North London Derby.
So they should have.
No, we have Burnley. We have Norwich, Burnley, AFC Wimbledon in the Carabao Cup, and then Tottenham.
They should.
So I feel like, yeah, if he loses to Norwich or Burnley, it's over for him. But right. He should win both those matches. And if he beats Tottenham, he just won the North London Derby, the first leg of the North London Derby, and he's now even. He's 3 wins, 3 losses. He got 9 points. He's probably going to be set. By that point, we're probably, what, 12th, 13th, if we win those three?
Mm-hmm.
You can't complain too much, right? You could walk away from that saying, all right, we had a bad start.
Yeah, but
the worst.
What is one thing that you can change that could lead to Arsenal getting a victory? If I could only make one change,
I would say score goals. I think that is that might change everything.
Okay, it's an interesting tactic. Arteta really hasn't thought about it.
You know who told me that was Serge Aurier, great manager. You guys should look into him. We scored 6 against Aubameyang got a hat trick against West Brom's B team, you know, but apparently we just can't do it against Premier League clubs. But, you know, unfortunately, Norwich City and Burnley are going to have to get massacred in order for him to keep his job.
Yeah.
And then I don't think you make the change before the North London Derby. I think you suffer through it. I think even if let's say he draws against Burnley, beats Norwich, not great, but we've got points. And then he goes up against Tottenham and loses. I think you still fire him. I think he's gone.
That's okay. Andrew just said, be right back. Just looking up delusional in the dictionary. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't think Arsenal is, they might be Norwich. I don't think they're beating Burnley.
What makes you say that?
I mean,
is it just a hunch?
Burnley plays wildly defensive. Arsenal are not even playing, even when they have the ball, they are not playing the Arsenal football that we're used to seeing. A lot of possession, a lot of movement. It seems like players don't know where they
are. Weird, because that's the Arsenal I'm used to seeing.
I mean, look, they're a shell of themselves. There seems to be something else wrong besides simply just what's happening on the pitch. So, Arsenal are getting relegated. I've never been more sure of anything.
Absolutely not getting relegated. But look, Bay Area Gunners said we need Overmars to take Edu's job. Overmars, the rumor is that he wants to go and help fix what's happening at Arsenal. Obviously, an Arsenal legend. I'm not sure what he's doing at the moment.
They need
he's the director of football at Ajax. Oh, yeah, we need this guy. This is the guy we need, Overmars. What are you doing? Why are you wasting time?
They need the three dudes in the hard hats for the Columbus Crew logo to come fix Arsenal, right?
No, you know who we need? We need the owner of Panathinaikos with the gun.
Oh, that's right. That's Pauk.
That's who we need. We need my guy who was willing to pull the toolie out on the pitch. That guy might get the players inspired.
Interestingly enough, Alexandru Mitrița just signed with PAOK today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
He left
NYCFC. He was technically on loan.
He went to a club in
Saudi Arabia, if I'm not
mistaken. And now he's in Greece. Okay.
If you look up Paul Trindidis in the dictionary, you'll find a picture of both Alexis. Well, I mean, we have to understand the word.
What is the word? That's a big word.
Pulchritudinous. And now I have to Google this or Bing it, buddy.
Let me know what it means. I ain't looking that up.
Beautiful. Aw.
That's what it means, beautiful?
Yeah.
What a big-ass word.
Hold on. Pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous, yes.
Dude, who needs to know that? This is why I like that, you know, language changes. Like, you know, Gunna, Gonna,
mm-hmm.
and Wanna, Wanna, they're considering adding that to the dictionary.
I can see that.
Which I'm like, yo, that's how we use the words now. So, yeah, put that in the dictionary. Pulchritudinous? If you said, yo, that girl pulchritudinous, you'd be like, you know what? I think I need to fight you. How dare you be that disrespectful?
All right. Arsenal are bad. We know that. Look, I'm going to...
Arsenal have been bad. I'm not willing to say they are bad.
All right, you're giving them a lot more credit than I think most people are. I'm gonna say by the time the North London Derby rolls around, Mikel Arteta will not be manager of Arsenal.
I can see that. Look, yeah. I don't have a lot of confidence that they will win at Norwich and at Burnley or at Tottenham. But if I were scripting this,
Crimson Pizza with the Pulchritudinous 11 is the development team for the Besitos 11. Yeah.
I were scripting how the season was going to go, maybe this is a really bad version of the goal movies, but he wins at Norwich, he draws at Burnley, they let him get, you don't want to make a sub before a corner, and you don't want to fire a manager before the big derby. So I think he stays on till then. Yeah, not so cool. Andrew said, y'all ain't beating Burnley. I guarantee you we don't lose to Burnley. How about that? If we draw against Burnley or lose to Burnley, he does get the North London Derby. If he gets the North London Derby and he doesn't, and they don't play well, he can't even win that dirty unless it's like a miracle at the end or something like that. Like the team pulls through.
Right.
He needs to win that really, really, really decisively. If that doesn't happen, Mikel Arteta's back on the bench with Manchester City because, yo, no bigger fan of his than Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so let's talk about a couple other teams before we wrap up, and then we'll talk the Champions League draw.
Lee said goal four. Alexis is now in charge.
We should discuss Manchester United a little bit because they
by the way, hold on. I'm sorry. Before you say that, not so cool. Andrew said 0 points, zero goals. They're taking the phrase all or nothing too literally. Did you see that they actually canceled?
I did see that. They canceled the Amazon documentary All or Nothing.
They didn't say they canceled the whole thing. They said they canceled a portion of it.
Oh.
So it might be that they're just like, hey, man, right now we shouldn't be filming this.
Things are really, really bad, okay?
You'll come back in a few weeks, and you might want to call Conte and have him sign a waiver form real quick.
I say, man, film it all, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand why you would want to cancel this. You need to film this.
If this is the bottom, let's film the bottom. You know what I mean? Dog. Let's see the rise of Arsenal. If that, you know, or if Sunderland till I die, they did it, and they failed, but even in their failure, they got a lot of people learning about the club, appreciating the club, kind of getting on board with this underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
If Arsenal, let's be real, Arsenal are not. They're not the club of yore, okay? They are. We have to.
You ain't lying. Robert from LA said, "I hate cancel culture."
We have to accept. I think that's the big issue with Arsenal right now. They're not accepting who they are right now, and they are a team struggling. They are a team that has lost some of its identity, some of its culture. You know, we interviewed Gilberto Silva, like when you talk to these former Arsenal players, and we've gotten the privilege to be able to do that. We've interviewed an invincible, and I cannot stress to you how frustrated these former players are. It is embarrassing to them that this is.
Yeah,
this
because
is
who wants to be associated with this?
Right.
You know?
And you have to, like, you know, we speak to them on air, on camera. We're talking about, we're especially Gilberto, who is, like, such a humble, such a, like, vulnerable person. He's very, very sincere with his feelings, especially when he talks about Arsenal. When he talks about Arsenal, it is like, you know, grandpa talking about when he met grandma in college. You know what I mean? It is a sentimental experience just having that conversation with him. And it is, I saw an interesting thing, and not to say that Arsenal doesn't do this, but the Houston Dynamo is real quick, so a little just MLS context, right? The Houston Dynamo are having one of their worst seasons, and they used to be a powerhouse team. They won two MLS Cups. They were very, very good. A former player, Mike Shabala, who's a friend, he played in MLS of a couple different clubs. I think he ended his career in Portland. But he put out a video today talking about Houston, and they just fired their GM and the issues that they're having. And he pointed out, he's like, how come Houston is not inviting and or getting former players who fostered that winning culture? Why aren't some of them coaches? Why aren't they assistants? Why aren't they maintaining that winning mentality that used to exist with the Houston Dynamo? And that this is kind of how, especially when we talk to former Arsenal players, I'm like, why aren't they, get these guys in the locker room, get them maybe. I mean,
yeah, but you know, to that point, it's been brought up before, and it seems to be one of the failures of Arsene Wenger. He never really sort of believed in that tie
okay.
to the Invincible era, which is, you know, he brought back Thierry Henry as a player on that loan for that short period, which again, Shamak was subbed out for him. So shouts to Run Amok for a legend bringing on another legend in Thierry Henry. But people were saying, remember when Thierry Henry started as an assistant and, you know, he started thinking about being a manager, no one at Arsenal even reached out to him. You know, a lot of players, Patrick Vieira, I know he, you know, was with City at the time, but a lot of players were saying, and when I spoke to Vieira for the first time when he was a manager of NYCFC, I asked him about that. And he said, yeah, Arsene Wenger doesn't really see the benefit of bringing in these older guys and sort of, you know, even just a little bit of tutelage, just being someone, you know, they talk about this with other sports, like, oh, this guy's won a Super Bowl, so when you bring him in, he's going to be able to tell you what it took to win that. And I think it's very similar to people who've won Champions League or won the domestic league or won an FA Cup, anything, just what it takes to get to that point, I think is usually pretty inspiring for the next round of players. But for some reason, we just don't have that at Arsenal, you know?
Yeah, it seems like we're seeing that those decisions of like, How are we going to pass the torch? You know, and who was it that we were speaking to when it was the Wenger out saga? It was somebody said, like, you're going to regret this. I forgot who it was that we spoke to, but somebody said, like, you're going to regret this because he is there. It seems like the regret really is that there was no plan. And maybe that was Wenger's fault and maybe wanted the control that he had or no idea.
But well, you know, there's a conspiracy theory that everyone put your tinfoil hats back on. I don't know if you remember this at City when Sir Alex Ferguson, he handpicked David Moyes to be the next manager.
Okay.
And the rumor was that he knew David Moyes had the support of the fan base, but wouldn't be good. And he said that'll ingratiate the fans more to him by bringing someone else in that is garbage. It'll make them love and miss him more.
Well,
maybe that's what Wenger was doing. He was like, oh, you gonna fire me?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, that's why I didn't bring none of your homies back. Good luck.
I'm taking all the paper clips.
Right?
No, nobody gets paper clips. So
good luck stapling anything.
So obviously, a lot of concern. Anyway, Manchester United, they won their last match against Wolves. They drew against Southampton, but they absolutely demolished Leeds. So far, after that first game, after what I think the hat trick from Bruno and the four assists from Pogba, everybody was like, oh, well, we know who's winning the league. And it seems like the things have settled a little bit, right? But obviously, Ronaldo's going to Manchester United. In general, what difference do you think he makes on this team?
I think it's just having a legend, because I honestly think he's slower, older. His ego hasn't calmed in any way, shape, or form, so he still wants to be the superstar.
Mm.
To be honest with you, I don't see this working out perfectly. I think, you know,
Soka Andrews just said about 30 goals difference. You think he's going to bring 30 goals?
There's only one ball you could play with. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, Manchester United are not necessarily known in the last few years or just, you know, when was the last time they even had a 20 goal scorer? Zlatan? Lukaku?
I mean, definitely wasn't Lukaku.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I can't sit back and believe that this is going to have that good or lasting of an effect. It just doesn't seem like, you know, I think fans are in love with the idea. They're romantic about the idea of bringing back a legend. But you forget they're older. You know, you forget that he's slower. You know, he's not the player that left Manchester United by any stretch of the imagination, you know?
Yeah. And he's going to have, Nutmeg just turned on the TV. If I don't know if you're hearing it, but he literally hit the remote.
He's like, done with what you're saying, Dad.
So, you know, he wasn't lighting it up at Juve. I was actually kind of surprised that he ended up leaving at all. There were all the transfer rumors, and he was like, this is disrespectful. How dare you, you know, talk about all these journalists talking about me like this. I'm staying at Juve. And then the reports were, I will never play for Juve again. I'm like, okay, well, something must have happened in between those two things.
Wow, speaking of disrespectful.
So he said, and then ended up at Manchester United. Yeah, there was that saga of would he go to Manchester City, whatever. But I don't know. You know, they get rid of Daniel James, or Dan James, as I've been seeing it reported recently. I'm like, okay. Right. Every time, you're Danny, you know? I mean,
call me by my real name, Dan. You're like, ew.
Okay, why do you got a mustache now? I'm getting comfortable.
Well, you look like three kids in a trench coat.
But he went to Leeds, and I think and that's the next thing I want to talk about, because Leeds I've had a pretty poor start. I think people expected more from Leeds right now, especially with the season they had last year, after being in the Premier League, having the great start that they did. They have I watched them against Burnley. Patrick Bamford got a late goal there, but they've looked, I don't know, a little disorganized. Like, something's wrong. I mean, even they tied it up. Their second match, they tied it up against Everton, which Everton probably should have won that game. But they, you know, they're looking. I don't know. They don't look like themselves. I don't know if
isn't
Daniel
this
James
kind
is
of what
really
happens with this is what happens with a Marcelo Bielsa style, you know, offensive attack is just so, it's so draining, you know, on the player. You know, there's the talks of the fact that they play that murder ball where, you know, as soon as a ball goes out, you switch your player. You have to play like, you do that before a match. You know what I mean? So like, they're in these crazy prime conditions. There's just, especially with the compressed schedules that they had, the sheer amount of matches played last season, it's just a lot. It's a lot. And they don't take that winter break, you know, in the Premier League. So it's just a lot. Dude, this tends to add up. And when you have a team like Leeds, or I should say, when you have a team like that's run by a Marcelo Bielsa, and you're playing in a Premier League with all those matches, that will catch up to you at some point. And it looks like it finally has, you know. But do you remember the all or nothing with Leeds?
When I did not see it. No,
there was a clip that went pretty viral of Dan James was there taking pictures with the jersey, and at the last second, the deal fell apart. And he threw his phone. He was crying. He was at Leeds. He was there. He was there for like a couple hours. His agent was like, chill, relax. And they're like, oh, should we take the pictures? And his agent goes, I don't think we should take the pictures until it's signed. It's just usually like a bad omen. And then the photographer like had to go home because it was going to get close to midnight. So they were like, let's just take the pictures. And then it ends up not happening. And then he goes to Manchester United. Now he's back. He's back at Leeds. He's where he wanted to go.
Okay. All right, so before we wrap up, let's just talk about that Champions League draw. So we are here. I have it in front of me. Group A. Somebody was asking, was it Robert from LA? Was that, what's the toughest group? But I do want to talk about the Tyler Adams, because Tyler Adams had a great reaction to finding out what group RB Leipzig were in, and that was such a fun. Such a fun.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh, no. Man, it was so great. I had, I shared it. Let me see if I can find the original.
Well, just tell me what happened.
Tyler Adams literally is watching the draw, and I believe his girlfriend is filming him, and he's, this was his face. He was like, he's reacting like that.
Really?
He's like, and he goes, it takes like about like 12 seconds for him to say anything, and he goes, what? No. What a great he's a fan.
Well, yeah, he's got to play PSG and Man City. Well, at least I think he's excited to play against Messi, though. Wouldn't you be?
I'm sure he's excited, but if that's your first honest reaction, and I'm sure a lot of players have that same exact thing when they find out what group they're in.
Right?
Like, nah, not these dudes. You know?
Damn. Anybody else? You know?
Leipzig played? Who did they play in a quarterfinal during the COVID Champions League when it ended? Was it PSG or was it Bayern? Who did they play?
I don't remember.
That they ended up losing. I forgot who they lost to, but Tyler Adams did score a Champions
Robert
League
from
goal.
LA said it's like when Alexis finds out that comedy clubs are only serving pineapple pizza. Ugh.
So funny. But look, I mean, wild groups, obviously. Group A, Manchester City, PSG, RB Leipzig, Club Brugge. Oh, poor Club Brugge.
Who just went to Club? Oh, Tejan Buchanan.
Tejan Buchanan, yeah. So he's gonna have a good time out there.
Hell of a welcoming party.
Group B, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Porto, and AC Milan. Should be an interesting one. Porto got very far in Champions League last year. But now this time around, obviously not in the group stage, but in the knockout rounds, no away goals. Away goals are completely removed.
Everybody park that bus.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting pair of matches.
Martin said Rebel Leipzig lost to PSG in the COVID Champions League. They beat Atleti before that, though.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but that was a very different PSG.
very much so.
A not as star-studded PSG.
Group C, Sporting Clube Portugal, Borussia Dortmund, Ajax, and Besiktas. You figure... Dortmund and Ajax should probably move on, right? They usually do pretty well.
Don't sleep on Besiktas. They got our boy DeAndre Yedlin.
That's right. They also just signed somebody else, Diego Rossi, right?
Fenerbahce. Diego Rossi went to Fenerbahce, but didn't they? Actually, they got rid of what was his name? Who was the guy who used to dance like this on Liverpool?
Daniel Sturridge.
Sturridge.
Group D, Inter Milan. Internazionale, Real Madrid, Shakhtar Donetsk, and Sheriff. Where do Sheriff play?
Dude, I once looked up Sheriff because I was like, what a hilarious name. I think they're from like a region that's not technically a part of they're from Tiraspol, but isn't it from like a region that's technically not a part of another country?
They got a star for the badge and everything.
Yeah. It's Fotball, Fotbal. Football Club Sheriff, very much done on Corel Draw 9. But it's from they're from Tiraspol, a city located in the de jure unrecognized Pridnestrovian Moldovan Republic.
Ah, okay.
I know some of you were probably already Googling that for your vacations. But they're a part of the Sheriff Sports Complex, which is a complex that plays lots of sports.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for the correction. Hot Mess Express. Yedlin's at Galatasaray. Not.
Oh, is that true? My bad. I thought it was Besiktas. You know what it is? They have the black and white stripes like Newcastle. Right. So I got confused. Thank you for the correction.
Is Kyle Larin still at Besiktas? I know he had gone there.
No. Wasn't he trying to get back in MLS?
I don't know.
But Sheriff,
Barry Guna just said Jerry Jones owns Sheriff. Is that true?
Is it because it's a star?
I mean, if it's...
That's not true. Stop it, Christian. You'll fall for anything. But Sheriff, what would you think their nickname is? Like Wolverhampton, what's their nickname? The what?
Wolves.
Yes, of course. Arsenal has a cannon. So their nickname is the Gunners. Sheriff has a Sheriff's police badge.
Mm-hmm.
So their nickname is...
The Clint Eastwoods.
Bort Martin put Sherps. Starman. They are the Wasps.
What? All right.
What is happening?
The white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
Yeah, they are very proud. But they don't technically play in a country.
Poor Martin said the pigs. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus, let's go. Yo, Shasta, they play with 12 men.
The group E, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Benfica, Dinamo Kiev. Shouldn't be too many surprises there. Group F, Villarreal, Manchester United, who Villarreal won the Europa League against Manchester United, so they're probably looking for some revenge. Atalanta and Young Boys, which is has the American, Jordan Pefok.
Yeah, doesn't Sabichu also play there?
He changed his name. He goes by his mother's last name.
Oh, that's right. He goes by Pefok.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, the group G, this is, why am I forgetting?
Nick Lazerman was like, someone say P-Funk?
This is, why am I forgetting their name? What is it from France?
Lille.
This is Lille. Okay.
Timo Weah. What's the dude from Canada? John David.
Yes. Sevilla, RB Salzburg, and Wolfsburg. This would be an interesting group. Who gets out of this one?
Lille and Sevilla.
Oh, I don't know. Brendan Aaronson? You don't think he can get out of there?
Salzburg? No. No, Salzburg is like the only team to win that league they're in.
Right.
The Austrian league, like every year. And then Group H is going to be a tough one. Yeah, you got Chelsea, Juventus, Zenit, St. Petersburg, and Malmo. Malmo, don't sleep on Malmo.
I'm gonna take a nap on Malmo, okay?
By the way, Barry Aguna said the Woodies for Sheriff. Shout out to great Toy Story reference.
love it.
Robert from LA said Alexis will be hosting a Young Boys watch party and will get raided by the FBI. Alexis, no, wait, it's a soccer team. FBI, tell it to the judge.
Okay, everybody, thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show podcast. We appreciate you taking the time. And anything we should mention? Oh, yes, we did say, we mentioned the MLS All-Star special that we did. Please listen to that podcast or watch it on YouTube, youtube.com/FuboSports. A lot of great interviews. We talked to Nani, Christian Roldan, Bob Bradley, James Sands,
Bobby Boswell, and Aleko Eskandarian.
Super
dated Kim Kardashian.
Yes, Bobby and Aleko both dated Kim Kardashian. Very interesting. Yep.
And for the show, so did we. I mean, look, what we do.
Yeah, yeah. If there's any like SEO where they scan the words or whatever, Kim Kardashian. We both dated her. It was very,
just to make sure we all know. Aleko Eskandarian did not date Kendall Jenner, Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, or Kourtney Kardashian. None of those.
He did not date those.
But he did
those
date
women.
Kim Kardashian. And that was before she was married to Kanye West.
who had just released his album, Donda. Okay.
Right. And it's competing with Drake's album.
Drake's album.
Certified Lover Boy. Just did a collab called Nocta with Nike.
Mm.
But Kanye's with Adidas.
Right. And Nike is works with Michael Jordan, who is the brand, the jersey sponsor for PSG, which Lionel Messi currently plays for. So
Aleko Eskandarian, PSG. You heard it here first, folks.
Okay. Bayer Gunna just said the Kardashians about to start trending.
Let's go.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, listening to the podcast. Thank you for watching on Twitch. Make sure to subscribe and follow all the things that you're supposed to do at the end of these shows. You know the rules. go to our follow us on Instagram. We're almost at 25k. Help us get there. Do it. We're so close. I just edited a fun little reel today the MLS All-Star, all the clips, look at all the fun people we meet. Look at this is the experience you're missing out on Instagram. So
hey, one of those was Colo Blanco.
That's right. I forgot to mention that we met Colo Blanco. Maybe I don't know if I can pause it, but Colo Blanco is
coming up right there.
There, I can't stop it. But you know what I mean. It was the dude in the gray. We got to meet Colo Blanco. at MLS All-Star, which is so dope. So everybody, give Colo Blanco a follow as well. He streams on here. And it was a nice kick, Christian. Nick Lage. Yes, look, I put that in there on purpose, all right?
Yeah. Notice it's the longest part of that whole clip, and it's first.
So that was super cool. I mean, again, you know, Twitch, we've gotten to just creating this community, being a part of this community, and then getting to meet people who've supported us along the way. We've met so many people that are in the Twitch chat right now, and I'm glad we finally got to meet Colo Blanco, who's helped us along our Twitch journey so much, because when we got here last year, we had no idea what the hell was going on, so... Robert from LA said, I knew Colo Blanco was a redhead.
funny. Not so cool. Andrew said, did you enjoy the Erica Timrak Golasso? The Schross? We were there live.
Yeah, but apparently, also that's another thing we should mention as well. Yes, we were at the game. Gotham FC invited us to the game, and they actually put us on the big screen. We were at Rebel Arena. We were on the video board because we're going to be hosting. We're going to be the in-stadium hosts on Saturday. The game against the Chicago Red Stars at Rebel Arena. It's Latinx night. We're going to be the in-stadium hosts. So we're going to do. We have a lot of fun things planned. So Robert from LA said the kiss cam.
It's always the kiss cam when we're on.
So please, if you are in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania area, come to the game, because we're going to be emceeing it, I guess.
We're going to be the hosts of an NWSL match. How crazy is that?
Right. Not so kind, just said she meant it. Looks up at the goal. Nobody was in the box. Show some respect. Yes. Because somebody, Alexis, you said the Timrak goal was a Schross, but so there was somebody I saw in the comments of the NWSL post of the video that said, I think it was Allie Riley, and she was just like, show some respect. She practices that during training. We were on the side of the goal where she was hitting the ball towards.
Right. And it was coming at us.
It was coming. And it was like, yo, what is going on here? It seemed like she was crossing it to nobody, but
right.
It was a great goal. I mean, Gotham had a bunch of great chances. The homie Ashton Harris with some incredible saves. Carly Lloyd was us. You could tell she was frustrated with all the huge saves that she was making. But yeah, it was a great game, great time. And it's going to be even more exciting on Saturday against Gotham FC against the Chicago Red Stars. The Cooligans in stadium hosts. First time we're going to be doing something like this, so this is a huge, huge opportunity for us. So shouts to Gotham for having us do this. So excited. So come to the game.
Come out, yeah, come out. You know, actually, why don't I put the link?
Yeah, feel free.
Do that. This is if you happen to be in New York.
I mean, let's wrap up the podcast because people are not going to see the link. But right. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. We know this is a longer episode than usual, but thanks so much for hanging out. Yeah, get tickets to the game. Much appreciated. Okay.
Or share that with your friends in the New York, New Jersey area.
Do it. All right. We'll see you Saturday, hopefully. If not, we'll see you next week on Prem Show. Watch. Also, this Thursday. So much going on.
We're never
going
to end this episode.
Thursday on Fubo Sports Network on the show, we have an awesome interview with Roque Santa Cruz. You may remember him. He played for Manchester City. He played for Blackburn Rovers. He won Champions League. With Bayern. He's from Paraguay. We were talking about the upcoming World Cup qualifiers. But we talked a lot about his time at Man City and at Blackburn. And it was a really, really great convo. So that's on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Check that out. Or listen to the podcast of that, which will be available on Friday. All right, done. Thank you so much, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. We'll see you real soon. But thank you again for tuning in. All right, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The